Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is a Forbidden Knowledge News premium episode. To get access to this full episode and many more, visit ForbiddenKnowledgeNews.online/packages or just click the link in the description now. Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, I want to welcome back to the show Dean Henderson. He is an activist, international political analyst, and author of several books such as Big Oil and Their Bankers in the Persian Gulf, Four Horsemen, Eight Families and Their Global Intelligence, Narcotics, and Terror Network, The Grateful Unrich, Revolution in 50 Countries, Sticking It to the Matrix, The Federal Reserve Cartel, Illuminati Agenda 21, the Luciferian Plan to Destroy Creation, and Nephilim Crown 5G Apocalypse. Dean, welcome back. How are you today?
Chris, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's a good time to talk. For the longest time, I felt like something big was coming, something that, you know, those that steer humanity were inevitably going to bring forth. This terrible gut feeling that I had, and now this new draconian dystopia seems to be unfolding before us, you know, as soon as 2020 comes around and these agendas start to manifest and appear, and you can look back and see how everything that a lot of researchers like yourself and myself have been talking about and dreading for a long time seem to be happening. And it seems that we may not have much more time before our voices and people like ours are silenced from platforms like these. Last time we spoke, we were in, I guess, what they would call phase one lockdown. And since then, things, of course, have become even more surreal and dystopian. And I know you're kind of off grid, but I'm sure you're seeing this mass hysteria around where you are too, right?
Well, right where I'm at, not so much. We're lucky, I guess lucky is the word. It's just West River, South Dakota, which it's the place where they're having the big motorcycle rally, pretty close to Sturgis, where they're having the big rally this weekend. And of course, CNN is on the air. It's their top story, and they're scolding these people for showing up without their masks. But you know, we still have to deal with Walmart and Safeway, and you know, those places that are doing this nationwide masking of the people. But you know, a lot of people just go to Safeway anyway and don't wear them, including myself, or Walmart, and just don't wear them. And then furthermore, just try not to go to Walmart as much as possible and support the local store here, which is what we're doing. And that local store has seen a tripling of its business since the whole corporate mask thing started. And, you know, that's where it's all coming from. It tells you right there who's running the show. When they can go beyond anything that's mandated by a local or state or even national government, these corporations just introduce these mask requirements on their own. And they're leading the charge because that's what this kind of fake left masking is. It's the fake left is the corporations. It's the crown. It's they've been fooled into believing it. The people on the fake left and even some on the left to where it's becoming a kind of divide along those lines, sadly, because another part of the agenda is to divide us. And they know perfectly well what they're doing with the mask. But we really have to draw the line on the mask because, my gosh, if people won't even say no to wearing a mask, then what are they going to do when the vaccination comes with the nanobots in it? And the company that's leading the charge in this country is Moderna, which is related to Illumina, which if Moderna, mode RNA, Moderna. And it's a new company and virtually mirrors AstraZeneca, which is one of the two pharmaceutical companies tied to the crown, along with GSK, GlaxoSmithKline. Both of those came out of Imperial Chemical Company back in the day, and they're controlled by the Queen of England. And these are the people behind Silicon Valley. These are the people that put the towers up via Crown Castle. These are the people that have all the 5G patents via Serco. These are the people who knighted Bill Gates in 2005 and made him a knight commander of the British Empire, which means his role right now is to prosecute the war by the crown on the people. It's not a war between countries anymore. We're beyond that. There are no nation states anymore. We're well beyond that. That was all an illusion anyway. So now you really have this crown, which is traceable up until at least 8,000 years back to Sumeria, through Egypt, the pharaohs, through the Holy Roman Empire, now in the city of London and the United Kingdom. And they're running the show. They're rolling out the 5G. They're rolling out the vaccination through Big Pharma, their companies. They control Gates and all the stuff that he's doing, merging technology with medicine, you know, making this mRNA vaccine, which has never been used, which is not strictly biological. It's also synthetic. And it's messenger RNA, that's the little M before the RNA. And if you think about that, messenger RNA, just think about that. They're telling you right there what they're doing. You know, they're going to have the ability to send messages to your RNA anytime they want. Message, you know, basically mind control you, turn you into an even more docile robot. And I swear we're already 3/4 of the way there because of all the vaccinations these kids have had. They just seem docile to all this. They roll over in a heartbeat. They have no discernment. They don't question authority ever. Everything's all good. It's all good. No, it's not all good, people. It's not like that. It's evil is what we're facing here. It's not a virus of the medical nature that we're facing. It's a virus of the mind. It's what the Native American people call the Wetiko, which is literally what that means, is a virus of the mind. And that's what they always considered that the settlers who came here had. Backed by the crown, again, the crown was behind the genocide of the native people, using European settlers to do it. But they always thought we were crazy and we just had this sickness of our mind that, you know, why would we want to own land? Why do we want to accumulate all these possessions? Why do we want to live this way? Why do we want to always have to tweak nature instead of just being grateful for nature? And so this is all leading up to this with alchemy, with you know, the messing around with the atoms and making the atomic bomb, making glyphosates, you know, just all these chemical compounds that are poisoning people. And it's still the same Luciferian Satanist in charge because they think they're smarter than God. They took a bite out of the apple and they're proud of it. And, you know, that's what we're facing here. And of course, a lot of the scientists, they don't even know. They have no clue. They just think that it's cute to be agnostic or to not believe in a God or make some cool or whatever. They don't have no idea that the people that are pushing these agendas of atheism and secularism and all this stuff are actually Satanists, you know, that work through the city of London, Masonic lodges, through the Kabbalists, through the Muslim Brotherhood, through all their tentacles, the Illuminati, and basically trying to tell people that you're nothing more than an accident. from the Big Bang Theory, that it's all chaos, that nothing's connected, that there's that everything's a coincidence. And this is their version of what they call science. And it's totally not science. It's totally a lie. The Indians were the real scientists, you know, because they weren't stuck in an intellectual prison of their own making, which is the Wetiko. They actually inferred, they had instincts, they felt, they observed, they listened. Nobody listens anymore. Nobody observes anymore. Everybody just Googles it, and it's in their head along with a million other facts that are in their head, colliding with each other, creating these random disassociated thoughts. And so, you know, in response to your earlier statement about, yeah, they're going to whack us off the internet, maybe it's a good thing, because what I see the internet doing mostly, aside from things like this, where, you know, we have had an impact, is it truly confused people and it's made them even more Wetiko. And the only way they could ever pull off this pandemic is by getting people into that position already. Get them into the position where they could just make them panic, make them freak out, make them not be even keeled, you know, make them be political, pick a side, pick a camp. Oh, come on, man. It's the same camps. It's controlled by the same crown. It's all just it's a ruse. So be apolitical right now. You know, just don't root for any camps. Root for your own camp. You know, think for yourself. I mean, but nobody's doing that because they've hive-minded us with the internet weapon, which came from DARPA, military grade weapon system. And, you know, we've taken some shots at them. And I think actually that's why they sprung the pandemic when they did, because, you know, we were kind of making them really nervous and talking about the crown. And, you know, we had the whole Epstein thing unfold with Prince Andrew, and we had the Prince Harry, you know, bailed out, went to Canada because they're a bunch of white supremacists and they didn't like his
wife. Now, before we get into any further into any of that, now, everything you said is so much to unpack, especially for people who are just kind of looking into this and kind of realizing that things aren't as they seem. Now, I want to go back to what you were saying about, you know, how they're coming across with all these technological changes. The agendas are kind of to push us towards this technological age, this transhuman age. Now, what do you see happening? Because right now, it looks like kids aren't going to be able to go back to school. The indoctrination from the education system before was already horrendous. Imagine now that kids are going to be plugged into these computers and that's their only source of education. That's just a small part of these agendas that are rolling out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. I mean, there's this thing called Google Classroom, you know, and I already heard from some schools in rural South Dakota here that they're going to be using this Google Classroom, right, to do all this. So, of course, there is. So, you know, what you're seeing is the big tech companies, their stock is going through the roof. They're making more money than they've ever made. This was all outlined in the Rockefeller Fund, you know, Operation Lockstep 2010. That a lot of people have seen this document, and it talks about telelearning, telemedicine, shop from home, don't drive as much, limit people's mobility. It ticks every box. And so lockstep has become lockdown. So again, it's all right there. You know, if you just have eyes to see it, what's going on. And it's all about the fourth industrial revolution, 5G, which is connecting the machines with the machines. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with us. Other than they want to turn us into machines with things like Neuralink, Elon Musk's new company that literally connects us to the internet so that we don't even have to type anymore. It'll just read our mind, and then it'll, you know, I suppose, plant thoughts in our mind too, which is the part they're not telling you. But of course it can. It's already doing that. And like I said, they never could have pulled off such a hoax without having people softened up and sort of, you know, they just don't have a bullshit meter. They just don't trust everybody, I guess. I mean, it's just like, you know, you could have some axe murderer come into your door and most people would just welcome them in now because they have no sense of like, they're not good judges of character. And this is what all this internet and all this kind of too much information has done to people. It's really thrown them off balance. They've scrambled the gender roles, you know, with the transgender thing, you know, funded largely by the Pritzker family, the Hyatt Hotel family. Very interesting. billionaires, part of the 1%. You know, they pass it off like it's some progressive idea. But again, all this agenda is coming from the corporations and the 1%. And in this instance, they're using the progressive sort of greenwashing everything. And I would call it redwashing everything, you know, painting it in the clothes of, you know, environmentalism or revolutionary, you know, progressivism. But it's nothing of the sort. It's enslavement. And so they're very sophisticated with this algorithm. These are all algorithms. Trump was elected by an algorithm, using an algorithm that Crown had come up with that, okay, which candidate can we manipulate and use in a certain way? Well, Trump's the foil. So I don't trust Trump any more than I trust Biden, but Trump's just the foil. He's the guy that he'll wear a mask now, but he didn't at first. And so everybody's thinking, oh, Trump's going to be the guy that saves us from wearing masks. But then he puts the mask on and then he takes it off and he equivocates and he's still cheerleading for the vaccine, you know? So, but what it did, what is it? All the liberals who hated Trump because they conditioned them, you know, just to hate Trump, like irrationally, just, you know, react to Trump's every tweet. And they did. And so now Trump says, don't wear a mask. Guess what? They all wear a mask. Very, very pretty tricky, right? So, I mean, it's all planned out that way by algorithms. It's just a test, a beta test, again, of the hive mind. You know, how stupid have we made these people? How gullible have we made these people? And still, the problem remains that people are addicted to technology. And that's the problem. So in the past, when you know, we were fighting against wars, or we were fighting against a clear cutting of trees in the national forest by Burlington Northern Railroad. You know, people could see that and people could say, okay, that's bad. That's pollution. But with this instance, with the technology, they don't see it. The over horizon weapon system of 5G, they don't see it. The ability to turn up the switch, turn down the switch, take out certain people, leave certain people be. The ability to inject people with a needle, big pharma, and all of a sudden the people that used to protest corporate control and pollution. I mean, what is a vaccination but another form of corporate pollution? You know, what is 5G but another form of corporate pollution by Verizon or Sprint or whoever, T-Mobile? I mean, what is the difference, you know? But all of a sudden, the so-called left, which is why I call it the fake left, they don't care. They're cheerleading the pharmaceutical companies. They're cheerleading the vaccinators. They're cheerleading the 5G. And anybody that comes out against it's crazy. But I haven't moved a muscle from where I was 25, 30 years ago. I'm still a revolutionary leftist. I'm the real left. I don't know if there's any other ones left in this country. I might be the only one because I still care about unions. I still care about anti-war. I still care about poverty and trying to help the poor and trying to take down the Federal Reserve and the 1%. But now, where have they gone? They're all the fake left. And so obviously, the Republicans don't care. It's just all about money, you know, when it comes to the leaders of the Republican Party. So just throw them all out. Just throw the whole thing out. And you right now, you just have to go with your gut. You have to try to, you know, develop a circle of friends who you can actually talk to about this, which is getting increasingly difficult because the more they watch CNN or just television in general, the dumber they get. And they're really becoming intolerant. You know, I don't have a problem. You want to wear a mask, go wear a mask, man. But don't tell me what to do. That's not civil liberties. That's not what the old left back in Berkeley stood for. They stood for free speech. That was how the whole 60s thing started, was the free speech movement in Berkeley. You know, and that's how it all started. And now look at the fake left nowadays. They just want to cramp down on free speech. And they love it when Facebook, you know, bans people's websites because they have a different opinion. They love it when Twitter throws you out. They love it when any video connecting 5G with coronavirus is thrown off of YouTube. They love that stuff. But this is how sophisticated and how sneaky and clever these Illuminati Satanists are. You know, they'll play one side. They'll give one side certain information and control them, and they'll play another side. They'll bring in Obama and, oh, he's the first black president. He's our savior. You know, that's what the left thought. And then they'll bring in Trump. But, oh, he's the guy that says exactly what he thinks because people were so tired of PC speech and they knew that. So they knew they had to get this guy that would talk just like that, really blunt, say whatever, and that people would like it. So they use that to get him. And now he's the savior of this certain bunch of people. And it's like, cut with the savior shit. You know, it's just like Christianity. It's like, you know, Jesus was a great guy, but he himself said, I'm not going to be your savior. I'm not your savior. You're your savior. And that's still the case. You know, you should never have any savior. You should just put it on yourself. Take the responsibility. Be accountable. You know, everybody has a responsibility to be a great person, even in this world. Not just a good person, but a great person. But that takes a lot of responsibility and accountability. And most people, they don't want to do that. So with the case of Christianity, you have evangelicals, and they just say, oh, yeah, you don't even have to live a good life. As long as you accept Jesus as your Savior, you're going to heaven. Where do you think that shit came from? That's just satanic. That's just Luciferian. That's just part of the problem. And they got just people divided. And, of course, now we got the orange-haired people and the cisgender people. And, you know, the more subcategories of identity politics you can establish, guess what? The more you can divide people. So that's all they're doing is divide, divide, divide. Meanwhile, the crown, which has run this world for 8,000 years, unfettered, herding the sheeple around, doing what we're told, jumping through the hoops, doing their slave wage jobs, you know, willingly, going, you know, getting in debt and helping them that way. And that's the thing. I mean, people just have to, and it's always been the case. It's always been the case that people should just say, nope, I'm not participating. I do not comply. But never more so than right now. Do not comply. With any other dictates, because it's really the same old scam, but this time the stakes are bigger. And this time they have the ability to brainwash people more thoroughly because they have so much more control over you. Now it's not just the TV, which has concentrated in the hands of six companies now, or the newspapers or the radio station, but now it's the internet, you know, too, where they can just unilaterally say, well, we don't agree with that. That's gone. And of course they did. So it's a crazy time. And like I said, one of the reasons that I'm where I'm at is I feel like my state has done a good job. We never closed down. We never closed anything. There was no phase one, phase two, phase anything here. It was just never closed. And we have one of the lowest number of cases, along with North Dakota, which never closed down. And there's a couple other states that never closed down. And I mean, you would think that if anyone wanted to just look at those numbers and say, well, gee whiz, that state did never have a lockdown, and they have some of the lowest numbers in the country. Now, that would be science, right? I mean, if you just could kind of infer that, you know, but people, you know, there you go. I mean, just check it out. And, of course, you know, we're having this big rally, this week's motorcycle rally, 350,000 people, guesstimate, and they'll probably try to cook something up coming out of it, but people aren't worried about it here. And I got to say, nobody wears masks around here. South Dakota doesn't require a mask. It's one of like 17 states only, I think, that's in that situation, which is insane. We went down to my wife's father's funeral, finally able to have it. He died in April. We finally had it in July. And, you know, we just were like, I mean, we just literally went through the states, both directions and different routes that didn't require masks as much as possible. And then the ones that did, we just, boom, just got through them. Because right. It's really, the mask is two things. It's a symbol of deception, which the Luciferians, they love wearing their mask, you know, with their little Mardi Gras and their little Halloweens and their little other little satanic holidays that they have. And there's a reason for that. It's symbolic of deception. It's symbolic of, you know, have secret societies and kind of sneaking around and not being straightforward and not being truthful. And also, it's a sign of muzzling people. You know, you put a mask on people, what's that say about your freedom of speech? You know, it means it's going away fast. And as I say, if we can't even stand up on the mask thing and just have the goings to just go in without a mask, what are they going to do? Throw you out of the store? That's all they can do. They can't make laws. Walmart doesn't make laws. Not yet. We haven't got to that point where a corporation can make laws. So the most they can do is ostracize you or shout you down or send you out of the store, none of which is going to kill you. So people had better right now draw a line in the sand, because I'm telling you, it's interesting that in the beginning of this pandemic, there was no mask requirements anywhere. You know, when it was the worst situation, the most people were dying. And so why now? Well, because they don't want to bring all this stuff in at once and freak people out. So they got to do it gradually. So now what's next? Okay. Yeah. They get us to wear a mask. Then what? I mean, it's just obvious that next thing's going to happen is they're going to do mandatory vaccinations.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. Nanobots in your body. And
I was just about to ask you about that. You'd mentioned that, and you'd mentioned Bill Gates. Now, with the vaccinations, you mentioned nanobots, but I know one thing, that you're going to have limitations on where you're going to be able to go, what you're going to be able to do, if you're even going to be able to work if you don't get this vaccine, is, you know, what I see coming. But talk about that, and talk about the nanobot aspect of it.
Yep. Well, there's a. I already explained a little bit the messenger RNA thing and the fact that this vaccination is synthetic. So if it's synthetic, what's that tell you? I mean, if it's not totally biological, well, then what is the synthetic part? And I can assure you that that's the part. And there's a memo that came out. Deb Tavares broke it. I think it was 2013. It was called Nano Domestic Quell. And you may have come across it. But it's all about how basically they're going to deliver these nanobots in different things like Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Danone, bottled water, Nestle's, any Nestle's drinking product. They've already been delivering the nanobots through chemtrails. They've already been delivered. There was public water systems listed that they were going to use it to basically introduce those nanobots. And probably the sad fact is well over 50% of people probably already have these things in them. But what better way to do it than an injection? And it literally, I think, is what's making people docile. It's literally, I think the vaccinations have made people more docile. Because now when you go to school, you know, you got to get, I don't even know the number. It's a crazy number, over 80 vaccinations before you get to second grade. And, you know, when I was a kid, we got 5 or 7, which I wish I never got any of them, believe me. But they're all bad. My opinion on vaccines is it's all bad because even Jonas Salk ended up admitting that none of this stuff worked. And it's just got a history of not working. And it's just, again, it's just messing with nature. And it's not trusting the human immune system. So they just look at us like a herd of cattle, just like they've enslaved pigs in these hog confinements, or just like they have chickens and turkeys, they put them in these big houses, and it's not even normal. It's not agriculture, it's agribusiness. Goldman Sachs owns a lot of these, Morgan Stanley. It's just money. And now they're going to do the same with people. They're going to literally do the same with us. They're going to warehouse us just like that. To do that, they have to control our emotions, our thinking, our information. And that's what's up with the nano injections is literally, you know, that thing that's going to supposedly help you, you know, it'll attack the coronavirus or whatever, but it can pretty much at that point do anything that it's directed to do. So, you know, if they don't like this interview and somehow get a nanobot in one of us, then they can literally activate a kill switch in the thing. And the nanobot being in your body will know exactly, it'll know all about your health history. It'll know all about your weaknesses of your health, and it'll know exactly what to produce to kill you based on your health and who you are. And it's all part of this precision medicine, which is meant to be part of the 5G. But to get precision medicine, you have to know people's DNA. And I'm totally convinced that the testing even is more, I call it covert operation identification 2019, because the testing is key. The test, this is why they're pushing testing, because with the swabs, they're getting people's DNA. And they're getting all kinds of information from you through that. And this is the beginning. And it's a big part of 5G, just like telemedicine is, teleeducation is, where they're literally, again, going to connect all these machines and have all this data on you, because big data is the new big oil. And it's big money. You know, it's just, it's the next way. And if they can get it to this point where they can control us from the inside out, literally, they won't even have to fight wars anymore between countries and do that phony thing to control us. They'll just be able to control the whole world pharmacologically with high technology involved big time. And that's why Gates is leading this, because he does come from technology, and this really is the merger of the high-tech nanoparticle sector, and nanoparticles are where it's at. I mean, if you read the papers, if you listen to the people in the industry, this is where it's all going. This is the key to everything. And it's really the merger of that with medicine and big pharma. And that's just telling where it's going. It's going to Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, 1932. And this is the soma. This is the soma that he talks about. You know, take your soma. Most people just take the vaccination. They'll just go on living thinking everything's fine. Their bank account will get drained. They'll have nothing. They'll live in poverty, and they'll still think it's awesome as long as they can get on the internet every day and check their Facebook account. And that's the kind of society that they want to create, where the real world just goes away, fades into the background, and they create this fake world, which is why, again, the masks and all this, the just everything's fake. I mean, everything is becoming fake, and like reality is becoming like crazy, and it's a conspiracy. Oh no, that tree, no, it's not there. And then the crazy people are normal. They're normalizing crazy. They're normalizing virtual reality. And it's really, that's where it becomes very satanic and very much a spiritual war. And we just can't let them do it. I mean, even just on an individual basis, no matter if the whole world goes that direction, I'm just talking about each individual's salvation and each individual's dignity and drawing a line for yourself. No matter if you're the only one left standing that says no, be that one, because that's all. That's going to make, it's going to make your everything, you know, better for you. You'll lose all your bad karma. You'll have a life of bliss. You'll have a life of blessings, which is what, honestly, I feel like I have. And I feel like it's because of the way I live, you know, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but I've tried to live, and I'm not perfect, but a life of integrity and a life of speaking out and trying to warn people, and yeah, trying to, you know, write this stuff and say, hey, this is coming, you know, check it out.
This is a Forbidden Knowledge News premium episode. To get access to this full episode and many more, visit forbiddenknowledgenews.online/packages or just click the link in the description now.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.